This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The UN COVAX initiative got underway as Ghana received the world's first delivery of coronavirus vaccines from the program. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The arrival of 600,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine in the West African country marks the beginning of the largest vaccine procurement and supply operation in history. It's been a long-awaited start for a program that has thus far fallen short of hopes that it would ensure shots were given quickly to the world's most vulnerable people. The initiative, formed to ensure fair access to vaccines by low- and middle-income countries, has been hampered by the severely limited global supply of doses and logistical problems. I'm Karen Chamas.
Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine is receiving passing marks from U.S. drug regulators. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is considered easier to use than the Pfizer and Moderna shots. Those must be kept frozen, while J&J's can last 3 months in a refrigerator. And it only requires one dose. Food and Drug Administration scientists have confirmed overall it's about 66% effective at preventing moderate to severe COVID-19. Friday, a panel of FDA experts will meet to debate whether the evidence is strong enough to recommend the J&J shot for use. Even if it receives approval, however, it won't boost vaccine supplies much right away. Only a few million doses are expected to be ready for shipping in the first week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Authorities say German customs officials have found more than 16 metric tons of cocaine in containers that arrived in Hamburg from Paraguay. Another large shipment of the drug was seized in Belgium and a suspect arrested in the Netherlands. The total haul would be 23 tons and would have a street value of several billion euros.